sitting out, possibly getting right back in?
Well, I got a good group of guys. We got a good, solid offense, you know, core group of men on the team. So those guys make it easy on guys coming in. I mean, obviously you saw what Bryant was able to do last week. I mean, it was amazing. I would have never thought that he could have gone in and been as effective as he was under the circumstance. I mean, I have so much respect for anybody who can do anything like that. So, I mean, you know, if he can do that, yeah, it was all Richie. But my point is that we have a good group of guys. So, you know, they make it easy on you to come in and do your job and do what needs to be done.
Tyson, you're a guy that started most of your career. Mm-hmm. What was it like watching the game from the sidelines, probably for the first time in a long time?
Right, it was different. It had been, 100 plus games or something like that since I hadn't started. So, was definitely a different experience. You have to focus on your role. Roles change constantly in this league, and last week my role was to, be ready in case anything happened. This week my role might be a little different. So, that's just life in the NFL from week to week.
The outside criticism of not just the offensive line, but some of it focused on you in particular, right. Is that something you shut out? Are you aware of it, or are you of the opinion, hey, you're a pro, you can take whatever fans want to say, or how do you deal with it?
Well, I understand that there are probably four right tackles in the NFL that can block Elvis Dumervil and Mario Williams consistently one-on-one. At this point in my career, it doesn't appear that I'm one of them, but I still have confidence in my ability to start at right tackle in this league. I don't really pay much attention to the noise or the chatter that comes from critics.